Good morning,
Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be this wonderful day of March the 14th? And how does it get any better than this? Woohoo! Wow, this is awesome. I love it, I love it, I love it. Thank you for joining me. This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. And today's topic is to sleep, perchance to create. That's right. We've been talking about creation since December. Create, create, create. And we were doing some exercises to create. And then as we were doing the exercises, it was to feeling, getting that feel, that feeling of how it would be to achieve what you're desiring, right? But then I have so many things I am creating. And you can only, right before you sleep is when it's the suggested time to do, because that's when you access your subconscious. And then your creation, it starts with you desiring something, consciousness, right, in your conscious. And then the rest is done by the subconscious. So as you fall asleep, you have that feeling of achieving it. You remember we were talking about creating that script where you go ahead and either see yourself with the wedding band or the engagement ring or doing the job already that you desire to do, and getting the house or whatever it is that you're getting that phone call. What is happening to me, I have so many things that I'm creating, but when I fall asleep, I can only think of one and run through the whole script. And I was thinking, this is not efficient or effective, because I don't know about you, but I want things done yesterday. So I was thinking, let me do some research. And that's what I did this past weekend. I was doing research on what else is possible. How do we have more time to create all of this? And, of course, I found it. And one of them is to meditate. Meditate on what that is that you want. So what we're going to do today is going to be an exercise. As I said before, as I said in the writing of the episode for tonight, I said, think of the one target, the one desire you would like to bring forth. Okay? Think of that. And think how, now that you have that, you have clearly, you know what it is. Now, think about how it will feel for you to have achieved it. Like, for example, if you're looking to have additional $10,000, let's just go with that. Everybody can use $10,000, right? For whatever reason it might be. It's not about the money. Don't think about the money. Think about what the $10,000 can do for you. And how you would feel after you have received and you have the $10,000 in your hand. Okay? So let's go ahead and think about getting to that feeling of how it would feel. Because the subconscious, whether it's true or not, the subconscious deals with feelings. The conscious deals with desires and what you want. The subconscious deals with feelings. And once you feel that, but it has to be a feeling of having achieved it already. Once you start feeling that and you concentrate on that and you visualize and you do the script, then the subconscious says, oh, okay, I get it now. This is my new reality. Remember how we talk about how everything you have created, everything that you see around you in your reality is your creation? That's because you are subconsciously, you are vibrating with that. So for you to create something that you don't have. You have to desire it. You have to be in the feeling of it. And you have to allow your subconscious to know it and to vibrate at that vibration so that it says, oh, this is what I got to be now. And then things show up that you're looking for. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and do an exercise to manifest or actualize, whichever word makes sense to you, the $10,000. And I would like to hear feedback from you guys as to, don't worry about the how. Please, forget the how. We don't care about how. Don't get in the way of the universe. But do get into the feeling of having it already and what you can do with it. Okay? Don't worry about that things never ever work for you, that you're not worthy. Forget that. 10 to the power of 17. Ignore that. Forget that. Whenever it's in a thought that echoes your fear comes up into your head, just say 10 to the power of minus 17. And that is kind of like, that will sweep and take out negative, I wouldn't say negative, but I will say thoughts that are not to your benefit. Okay? So remember, we're going to do this meditation. First, we have to get into the I am. First, we're going to get into the I am, and we're going to be with that for about 5 to 7 minutes, okay? And we're just going to be repeating that for that long. And then we're going to go into I am rich, okay? And then as we say I am rich, I'm going to be painting a picture of you receiving $10,000, and you are just going to be creating whatever script you want in your head. But do it from the point of view of you receiving extending your hand to receive a check, to receive cash, to receive whatever. Okay? But see the $10,000 in your possession somehow. And it's all about the visualization. Okay? So take a deep breath. And exhale. Take a deep breath. And exhale, pull energy from the earth. Up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Keep pulling energy from the earth. And let it be smooth and even. You create faster when you're grounded to the earth. Grounding yourself. Now, concentrate on the word I am. I am. And as you concentrate on the word I am, see it. All around you, all around you, in different colors, I am, different fonts, I am. Some of them are coming at you, I am. Some of them are swirling around you, I am. Whichever way happens to show up for you, see the word I am. And also notice how your body feels. Do you feel freer? Do you feel like something has lifted from you? Do you feel joyful?
No.
Do you feel carefree? I am keep feeling into your body. I am allow your barriers to come down if they haven't already. This is you, the magnificent being that you truly be. I am how tall are you right now? How tall do you feel? I am okay, guys. Keep expanding. Allow yourself to expand as much as you want to. This is your natural state. I am you said the word I am. If your eyes are not closed, please close them. And with your eyes closed, I want you to look up. Don't move your head. Shut your eyes. Look up. We're going into Alpha. And just say, I am. I am. What colors are you seeing now? What colors are the ponds? I am. Are you feeling any sensations in your crown? Any other sensations in your body? I am. Keep looking up, eyes closed, look up with your eyes, just move your eyes. I am rich. I am rich. I am rich. Feel into that sentence. I am rich. How does your body feel? I am rich. Repeat this after me. Whenever you feel like it, keep repeating this. I am rich. From your point of view, you see yourself laughing. You hear yourself laughing as you see your friends and family celebrating with you your windfall. People come to you and shake your hand, congratulating you for the luck that you have, congratulating you in a good job that you do. I'm rich. People want to talk to you about new business opportunities. people are around you, surrounding you. They cannot wait to talk to you, to seek wisdom on wealth and how to achieve it. Everybody is there, and everybody is happy to see you do so well in life. It's celebrating with you. Now, drink the champagne you have in your hand and celebrate with the others to your good fortune. How do you feel now that you have achieved what you desired? How does it feel? If you can imagine it, can create it. You can definitely create it. Celebrate, enjoy the champagne. And enjoy people being glad for your good fortune. What do you see around you? I am rich. Look at the surroundings. What does the room look like? People wearing. What are you wearing? What kind of shoes do you have? Is there a music playing? What song are they playing? Is anybody dancing? Would you like to dance? Look at the windows. What kind of dressing do they have? What's beyond the windows? Rich. I am rich. Everybody is very joyful for you, and so are you. You are worth it. You deserve it, and more. Look at your hands. What are you holding in your hands? There you go. I am rich. Let's go ahead and ground. You can turn your eyes back to normal and pull energy from the earth up your feet, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground. And keep pulling energy from the earth. Smooth and even. Good job. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. If you want to rub your face, if you want to whatever. How do you feel? So, this is something that you can do for the many creations you want to do for.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can do this anytime you want to. Of course, you got to be in a safe space, in a quiet space. And it really doesn't take that long. You have to, first, you got to be, do it with the I am. And that way you expand yourself. And then the qualifier of I am healthy, if you're looking to improve your health situation. I am, you know, whatever I am. Because the I am is a code, right? We talked about this. I am is a code, and anything that follows is what your subconscious is going to take as a command. So, I am rich, I am healthy, I am free, I am employed, I am engaged, I am, you know, I am a sales machine, whatever you want to qualify with. And allow yourself to feel into it. And then just go into talking to your subconscious. But you got to go from the point of view of having achieved it. And how would it feel to have achieved whatever target you set? Remember the targets we set at the end of or the beginning of this year? Yeah, start going through those. Those are good exercises. The more you do this, the easier it gets. The easier it gets for you to manifest. Not because the universe is not listening to you, but because you start trusting you. And it's all about trust of you to you. The universe is ready and willing to give you whatever you're asking. But when you introduce doubt, putting out the fire. So, trust that you are creating. Trust that you are worthy of receiving that which you really desire. Trust you. And ask and you shall receive. Remember that? Ask and you shall receive. And go for it. I would love to hear your adventures on manifesting, actualizing simple things in life. You got to build that muscle of trust of you to you. Once you believe in you, you will create bigger and better things. But you have to start with the small things, something that you can see. Okay, something that you can quantify. The world is your oyster. Oyster, yeah. And you will be able to create whatever it is that you want to, whenever it is that you want to. That was awesome. Please write. I would love to know how many people created. How much money, and do this exercise daily, whichever, whenever you feel like it. When I was sticking to the evening routine, I would fall asleep in the middle of it. And then the next morning, I was like, I don't remember if I finished it or not, because I would just be falling asleep in the middle of it. So now I can take 15 minutes from my day here and there and do one of these episodes. Do one of these practices, and then that way I know I'm awake, and I can go ahead and I know what I'm doing. And just play with it. So, my friends, write to me. I would love to hear how you guys are doing and what else is possible. Thank you. And it will be until next time. There's chance to sleep. corporate chance to create. Who knows? Maybe once we know how people are doing, maybe we can start doing it as a collective for world peace. How about that? Huh? Or for some some humanitarian activities, and we can make such huge changes in our society just from our corner of the little world, from our own little world, making humongous changes to everybody and for everybody. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you joining me. Until next time, this is your host, Jimena Velasquez. Bye-bye.